at 10:39, check your clocks, fall back. It's time for the Week in Theater. What is going on stage in Chicago this week? For that, we welcome our pal, Patty Moore, theater and dance critic from Le Bon Travel
and Culture.
And culture. So infrequently that we have any culture on this program. So we're glad that you brought a little with you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Good to be here, Dean.
Thanks for enduring the weather.
It's pretty bad out there.
Rainy, cold. It's the worst.
The wind is the worst.
Yeah, that's what that's.
It just slices right into you.
Just slices right through you. Well, you know, I hesitated inviting you to come on the show today because I was afraid you were going to yell at me.
For what? Because you didn't go to see La Boheme.
Because I never got to go see La Boheme like I told you I was going to do.
That's okay.
At the Lyric Opera. Not my fault. They went on strike.
I know.
I couldn't go to opening night. I was out of town.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I'll catch up with it during the run. But then they went on strike, and I wasn't able to go.
You know, I hate to tell you this, Dean, because it's going to get you mad.
It's coming back.
They still have two extra performances that they added in January. So there's still time for people to go to see it.
I'm going to go try. I'm going to try.
Yeah, because that strike was really very scary, I thought. I mean, they were considering closing it. I can't imagine Chicago without a Lyric Opera. To me, if a city has an opera, it's civilized. If a city doesn't have an opera company, there's something wrong with it.
They were considering closing the opera permanently, you mean?
Well, I don't know if permanently, but they were considering closing the season, not going on. I mean, how can they go on without the musicians?
Of course. Yeah.
You know? And they have cut by about 2 weeks. The opera is coming very fast. In other words, one opera is opening this week, another one's opening another week. Last night, Siegfried just opened up. That's the Wagner piece. And for anybody who loves science fiction, that's a really, I mean, La Boheme is all about romance, passion, love.
Mm-hmm.
Siegfried is all about a guy who's looking for this ring so he can control the world.
Oh.
And there's a gold hoard, and there's dwarfs, and there's dragons.
Oh, look at that.
And there's gods. It's a lot of, it's kind of
it's like
an
Lord of the Rings. Sort
exactly.
Of. Yeah.
But hundreds of years ago, you know what? Maybe Tolkien was a fan of
Maybe
Wagner.
He got the inspiration
exactly.
from this piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the Lyric Opera, they have Il Trovatore?
Yeah, Il Trovatore is going to be opening soon. And Verdi is my absolute favorite. I mean, you cannot go wrong. If you don't even know what's going on, just close your eyes. The music is gorgeous.
What is Il Trovatore about?
Il Trovatore is actually, it's about this man who's in love again, and it's tragedy, and it's romance. Most of them are. And the only thing is, Verdi, you know, Wagner was, he thought he was going to be better than Verdi. He thought he was going to beat Verdi out. Wagner was a very egotistical man, and Wagner's music is great, but my own personal preference, I think Verdi is the best.
Wow, so there was competition between people producing music.
Yeah.
Not unlike what we see with some of the stars that are out today, you know, one trying to compete and top the other.
Things don't change, really. I mean, human nature stays the same. People are always fighting with each other like that, which I thought was hysterical. You said that somebody didn't like that movie, so they should kill
them. Yeah, murder the filmmakers.
I mean, you question the sanity of some of
them. Well, I mean, in the world that we live in now with the kind of reaction, it's not enough to just disagree with somebody now, which is, I think, is fine. You know, somebody has a disagreement, you talk about it, you think one way, I think another way, that's fine. But this confrontational and often violent reaction to somebody who has an opposing view is crazy that's so prevalent right now.
You know, years ago I was invited to this party and there was 25 other people and all of us agreed on everything. It was the most boring party that I've ever been to. I mean, it is really fun to find somebody who has a difference of opinion. You could have a discussion.
Yeah.
But the world is becoming extremely, I mean, it's insane stuff.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a polite difference of opinion anymore. So, you know, somebody's got to be an idiot. And somebody's got to be a jerk, and I'm going to kill you, and you should murder the filmmaker. And, you know, like, you know, maybe some of it's just talk, but you don't know where that line is anymore. Because there are so many crazies in the world who are actually acting out on their insane rhetoric that they put on social media, which is the place for it right now, because there's no consequence for insane things that are said on social media or on the internet anymore. Anybody can say anything as outrageous as it is on the internet, and there's no consequence for something that's dangerous.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only thing is, you know what? Most theater critics, we disagree with each other all the time,
right,
and nobody comes to blows. It's wonderful.
Right. Yeah, if you have to get in a fist fight with you ever.
Well, you'd win.
But the day's young.
I mean, if you're good in archery, Dean, I wouldn't.
I don't know. I have a feeling that Betty could handle herself pretty well. I think mostly you and I generally seem to track along the same opinions on
you know what that
things.
Is because you're down to earth and you're not an affected person. You don't have to prove anything. You know who you are. You've got a lot of self-esteem, and we do, we agree on most things.
You know, even I don't know if all that's true, but thank you.
But even
with critics with which I disagree, some people we can have wonderful friendly discussions about you think this and I think that. And there's never mean or, you know, semi-violent.
I've never had a fist fight with another theater critic.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. I think some people just go out of their way to be contrary, and some people go out of their way to be outlandish and inflammatory. I think there's too much of that.
Not only in critical
analysis, but in political analysis and a lot of what's going on. People put on a bigger show than they need to just because they want to stand out of the crowd sometimes.
I hope that's the reason for most of it, because I do think there's an element I don't know if I use the word insanity, but there's a word of mental instability.
Yeah.
I mean,
lack of civility or something. I'm not exactly sure how to say it, but anyway. So, what do you love right now?
Well,
there's
two shows that I think are really interesting. One is Gypsy, which is fabulous. It's
at the Porchlight Theater.
Yeah, at the Porchlight Theater, they're doing such great work. And you know what's really wonderful about this? It's in a small venue. It's in the Ruth Page Center, which is a small, intimate venue, which adds to it. But here's something else. You know, they got Ife Butler playing Gypsy, which Ethel Merman made famous. She's inspired. She was made for this role. It's probably
Ife, you mean?
Yeah, Ife Butler.
Oh,
she's terrific.
She can belt it out. She's one of my favorite.
Me too.
Chicago performers.
Yeah, you know, it's a wonderful. I forgot how wonderful the music is. It's a terrific show. I think it's the best. You know, you've got all these very large venues in the city doing musicals. I think Gypsy right now is the best musical in the city. Christmas is coming, so there's going to be, I mean, they're not waiting until Thanksgiving. It's already opening in the middle of November.
Right.
But the other show that I really think is interesting, and I don't know if I'm going to say it's the best show or that I enjoyed it, but I found it kind of fascinating. Bruce Norris wrote it. The guy is kind of a little bit downbeat. It's Steppenwolf, so, you know, you kind of expect it. But here's the interesting thing. It's about these men that are living in a home, and they're sexual predators. Not just sexual predators of adults, of children. And they're limited by what they can do. They can't go anywhere. There's children. And here's one of the characters shows up. Tim Hopper plays the character, and he was molested by one of these inmates in this home, played by Frances Geenan. What you have at the end of it is you're feeling sorry for these sexual predators,
wow,
and not even concerned with the fact that other children have been molested.
Wow.
And the reason for that is Hopper, who plays the molested kid, he's going back and he's screaming at Frances Geenan of all the things he did. Frances Geenan, the molester, is in a wheelchair. And Frances Geenan is a great actor, one of the great actors of the city. He's gentle and he's kind and he's thoughtful. It's impossible. And he's in a wheelchair.
Shows empathy for this
tremendous
horrific
empathy.
Horrific character.
Yeah. But on the other hand, Tim Hopper, who's playing the guy who has really good reason, is so harsh, is screaming. He tries to push Geenan off of the wheelchair. You end up disliking the character.
The victim. Yeah, wow.
And, when Norris wrote this, he had to have this in mind. Now, one of the things about it, it's such a good show because it's very dramatic. You're sitting at the edge of your seat. You're involved with these characters. So you walk out thinking, this show you were never bored through it, which is one of the things that's kind of disturbing. He wrote a great dramatic show with these great actors, and you're starting to sympathize with the wrong people. So although the show is very good, I found it disturbing that it was that good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, isn't that theater should... theater should move you that way a little bit. I think the best theater is the one that does disturb you a little bit, that leaves you thinking that,
yes,
you know, where your expectations may be one thing and it winds up being something else completely. I'm not sure I would, you know, say that I would love this kind of thing, but I love that it makes you think.
Oh,
I love that it turns your mind upside down a little bit.
A long time ago, Dean, when I first started doing reviews, I was invited. I went to see this small show. It was in a little dark little hole in the wall theater, and it was about 10 serial killers that were all explaining how they got to be serial killers. And one of the serial killers is standing right in front of me, and he's screaming and he's spitting on me. And I was, by the time I finished, I walked out of there, I was shaking. I was so angry that these people, that these serial killers had killed all these people. And I'm walking to my car, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, if a show could bring me to that kind of an emotional pitch,
right,
it was a great show.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. This is called Downstate.
Yes.
That's at the Goodman Theater.
No, it's at Steppenwolf.
Oh, it's Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Steppenwolf. It's called Downstate.
Yeah.
And
the other one is Gypsy at Porchlight, which is at Root Page.
A very different show.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's totally different experiences.
Yeah. Did you see Hello, Dolly! That features Betty Buckley?
You know what?
In town right now?
I did see it. I was out of town. I'm so sorry. Okay. I missed it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you would have enjoyed it.
I probably would have.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah. Maybe I'll catch it.
Always enjoyed the show. Betty Buckley is so great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like truly one of the great musical stage actresses of all time. We're very lucky to have her here in Chicago. And this restaging of Hello, Dolly! Has done so well.
I'll have to catch it, Dean.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. It's here till November 16th, I think.
Yeah, I'll catch
16th
it.
Or 17th, so there's a little bit of time still to catch it. Along the Gypsy mode. It's just a wonderful show that's really done nicely. Betty Moore's here from Le Bon Travel and Culture. We'll come back and talk about more of what's on stage the week in theater at 10:52. Check your clocks, WGN. On Tuesday, you have the power to influence the course of politics. Follow the most comprehensive local political news online at chicagotribune.com/midterms. Betty Moore is here from Le Bon Travel and Culture.com. She is a longtime Chicago theater and dance critic here in Chicago. And are you looking forward to all the holiday productions that we're going to have in Chicago, as I am, for the next month or so?
You know, to be honest.
That's what I love about Betty. She's always honest.
You know, there are so many shows opening up, and the problem is that they're the same shows. You've seen them over and over again. I mean, the first time I saw Christmas Carol, it was unbelievable. It's been like 25. I mean, when you see a show over and over again, and I have to remind myself as a critic, I try very hard when I see a show to pretend that I've never seen it
right
before, to try to get that all out of my head so I can be honest about it.
I do the same. I have to work hard, especially with the Christmas shows.
Exactly.
To judge the show that I'm seeing on the stage and try to forget that I've seen it essentially the same thing 25 other times.
Exactly.
And judge what I'm seeing on the stage at that moment. My problem is that if you're doing, I mean, the Goodman has done it, but I think they're really in need of doing it again, where they've turned A Christmas Carol upside down and really reinvented it. It's been too long since they've done that. And I think I haven't seen this year's show, so maybe they're doing it this year. I don't know or not. But we've got the Joffrey Ballet and
the Nutcracker.
The new Nutcracker.
Yeah, they reinvented it.
They turned it upside down,
yeah,
and it's a little bit different now.
It is. But the thing is, in order for this to work, you must have to have... Well, you've got new kids all the time that are going to see the show. Maybe it's new people coming in from out of town. But if you've been in the city for a long time, you're seeing the same shows over and over again.
Yeah, not everyone sees all the shows every single year.
That's like, true,
like we do. So I sort of get it. I do like the It's a Wonderful Life.
It's my favorite.
That are performed around the Chicago area. Yeah. Those are coming out. What else do we have coming out? We've got the Nutcrackers.
You know, Miracle on 34th Street is opening a theater at the center. That's another one that's opening up. trying to remember what the other ones are. There's just, you know, the only thing about Steppenwolf, which is very interesting, and I'm not surprised, they're the only theater that during Christmas time, they usually run a depressing show. The darkest thing they could find.
Right. I would almost be scared to see if they did a Christmas production at Steppenwolf.
Now, there's an idea.
It would be challenging.
You know what, Dean? Think about this, the actors. Larry Yondo, who plays Scrooge, who I think is one of the finest actors in the city. The guy is the most, if anyone's ever seen him, actually he's in Nell Gwyn right now at the Chicago Shakespeare.
Right.
If anyone's ever seen it, this guy is the most natural Shakespearean actor, the most natural anything. He's a great actor. And he's playing Scrooge, I don't know, 8-9 years or something.
Right.
Imagine playing the same role for that long every single year. That, and we have to sort of, you know, get out of our, that pretend like we've never seen it before. Imagine what he has to go through to make it fresh.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting because he's on stage the whole time.
I can only imagine. You know, we've tried to interview him. We interviewed him a long time ago.
Really?
He doesn't like to be interviewed for some reason.
You know, I'm shocked about that. He's a very easygoing, talkative guy, actually. He's just, he's, you know, sometimes an actor can become too cerebral to be a good actor. The best actors that I find, there's an emotional core to them that just comes out almost like instinctive. He's one of those.
Yeah. Everyone's entitled, I guess. I guess there's no rule that requires that you have to be interviewed by us, but it would be nice. I think the audience would enjoy, you know, hearing from the guy who plays Scrooge. If people want to get more information on your reviews, see more about what you're seeing, what's the best way to do all that?
Well, there's a couple ways. You can just go on Google and put Le Bon Travel and Culture. And the Le Bon is two different words, L-E-B-O-N. It means the good. That's what it is in French. Right. Or that probably is about the easiest way. Just put it in Google. You'll find us.
Le Bon Travel and Culture, Betty Moore. Quick break, and then we'll update news next.